Hi, I'm Lee, and welcome to The Guitar Show, part of the British Tech Network, your weekly dose of guitar lessons, news, and cool stuff. So this week, I've been pretty busy. I've been away with work a little bit. I've also had the good old man flu. I did lose my voice for a few days, so this is why maybe the podcast might be a little bit delayed. But I'm back up and running now. I've been playing around with the Apple Watch for another week. Overall thoughts? Yeah, I'm really impressed with the battery life on it. Some of the third-party apps are good as well. On the kind of the music side, I had kind of high hopes for some of the apps, especially a tuner. There's a tuner app, but at the moment there's no native apps on the watch itself. They're all driven from the iPhone. So the mic that the tuner's using is actually on the iPhone, not on the watch itself. So we're gonna have to wait a few more months for the developer kit to come out, so that we can get some of those good third-party apps. But enough about me for the week, so let's get on to the show. So as always, we'll start with the news. Unfortunately, I've got some sad news to report to start with. This week, BB King posted a message on his site letting everybody know that he is now being looked after at home by Home Hospice Care following a stint in hospital. He's been touring, I think, most of his, you know, professional life, I think, and, you know, he's in his early 90s now, and he was still going strong. I was lucky enough to see him in Europe before he retired, quite a few years ago now, and, you know, as far as I knew, he was still playing. So obviously some sad news there. Hopefully we'll see him on stage again. I've also just saw some news around Victory Amps. So this is a UK amp manufacturer. They've released a new Rob Chapman signature head called the Red Dwarf. This isn't related to the TV series, if you know what I'm talking about. This is a lunchbox amp, so it's a small kind of amp, small style head. It goes from 1 watt to 20 watts, switchable. From the YouTube video I saw, it looked really nice. I've not had any PR or anything like that from it yet, but it looks like a nice piece of kit, and is going to retail for around £600. So again, if you're not sure who Rob Chapman is, if you just go on YouTube and just type his name in, you'll see him. He's got a massive following on YouTube. I've lucky enough to met him a few times. I've had a guitar lesson from him quite a few years ago now. Really good guy. Lastly, some really funny news I saw on the BBC website about a guy in West Sussex here in the UK that was caught driving and playing bass. So he was in stop-start traffic. And he was photographed from a bus, I think, just playing his bass. Yeah, from the picture I saw, he was holding his bass, and he had some notes by the side of him. So maybe it was like a chord sheet or something. I don't know, an idiot. But I'm hoping all you know better than to drive and play guitar. So yeah, I mean, that's the news this week. Fairly short segment here, but let's just send positive thoughts out to BB King. Hopefully he recovers and we see him on stage again, like I said. So now we go on to the main topic of this week's podcast. So for the topic this week, I just wanted to talk about buying amps, because one of the questions I had last week got me thinking about when you're buying an amp at home, there's a few questions you need to ask yourself around what your use is going to be. For me, it's hard to get a balance of something that you can use at home and in a band situation, unless you've got understanding neighbours or you live on your own somewhere. For me, what I've tended to do is buy two amps. So I'll have something small, like the Roland Microcube, that I can use at home, but I'll have something there that I can take out too. So at the moment, I've got a PRS Custom 50, which is a 50-watt combo, which is too loud for me. And it's something I'm just considering now, whether I want to keep that one or not. But basically what I'm trying to say is when you are looking at buying an amp, have a real think about what your use case is. So if you're only going to be using it at home, I'd recommend getting something that's switchable. So what this means is that you can get maybe an amp that's 50 watt, switchable down to 25, switchable down to 5. So if you're at home, you can set it to 5 watts and you can still get a nice tone out of it, or you know, you can get a tone that you're happy with, but at lower volumes. And there's lots of manufacturers that do that. There's one that we just talked about, Victory Amps, but there's also Marshall do some. There's loads of manufacturers now that do them. So have a look at a switchable amp. That way you've got something that is flexible where you can use it at home or out. If you are thinking about, okay, well, I'm definitely going to be using this out, I'm not too worried about playing at home, then you just get something like probably max 50 watt, I'd say probably 25 watt tube amp is going to be okay. But just bear in mind that to get the most out of it, you are going to have it a little bit loud. And then the last thing to ask yourself is, you're going to be recording a lot. Amps, unless you've got a good microphone and interface, recording at home with an amp is difficult, I found. So you want to just have a think about what, you know, if you are going to record your guitar, then just set aside a little bit of a budget, maybe £150 off your budget to buy an interface into your Mac or your PC. Because what I found is that 80% of the time now, because I'm not playing in bands now, 80% of the time I'm going through my Mac through software, and my amp is kind of sat there gathering dust, to be honest. So have a look at, you know, your use case. Just to summarize this kind of section is, yeah, when you're looking at an amp, think about, where am I going to be using it? If you're using it at home, get something that's switchable. If you're using it, going to use it out, and you're not too worried about blasting it at home so much, then you haven't really got to worry too much, but I wouldn't recommend getting anything over 25 watts. And then lastly, just think, right, I want to record my guitar, which I recommend everybody doing. It's a good way of listening to how you're playing and improvising. And just learning about the software is really good too. So, you know, think about setting yourself a little bit budget aside for an audio interface. So something on that side I recommend is something like the Jam, the Apogee Jam, or the iRig, and you can plug those straight into your Mac or into your iOS devices, and you'll get a nice tone there, and you know, with the benefit of obviously being able to use your headphones and record too. So that's a little section just talking about amps, just talking about buying amps. I think it, you know, when it comes to buying gear, you know, it's very important, just as a final kind of takeaway, that you go and you try them out in your local stores, because everyone has different tastes when it comes to music. You know, it's fine me recommending brands that I've played and I like, but you know, you may not like them. So I definitely recommend going out to your local store and playing with a few amps and making sure that it's going to be what you want. So yes, yeah, so if you've got any other topics you want to talk about for this section, then please drop me a note and we can pick those up in later episodes. Okay, so for the cool stuff this week, I wanted to pick a pair of headphones. So these were a Bluetooth pair of headphones, which I found really good for when I've been walking and I've wanted to get in a tangle with all the cables, but also using it whilst recording too. And because you know, when you play guitar and you're wearing headphones, it's really easy for them to get in the way. The ones that I picked up were the LG Tone. These are the Harman Kardon edition. They're really weird when you look at them. They kind of sit around your neck, and the actual earbuds themselves come out on little strings that retract with a button. But they're really easy to set up. They sound good. You can take calls on them too. Not that I've maybe taken one or two phone calls on them. Certainly not a selling point for me that they've got the Bluetooth kind of phone capabilities built in, but I guess it's a bonus. But I've just found them really comfortable. They sit around your neck, kind of like a bit like a necklace, I guess, but with no connection at the front. If it's best to have a look at the pictures or Google them, and you'll be able to see what I mean. But they're really comfortable. They're light. The only downside that I found is that they're plastic and they don't fold. So transporting them I've just not transported them, basically. If I'm walking around with them or I'm, you know, taking them about with me, I'll just put them on. I'll literally put them around my neck. I won't put them in a bag because I think they'll probably break if they come under pressure a bit too much. So that's the LG Tone Bluetooth headset. So I want to take a quick break from the podcast to thank UK2.net. They've been a great supporter of the British Tech Network, and I wanted to give them a huge thanks for supporting this show and providing us with our hosting and bandwidth. Please check them out via britishtechnetwork.com, look at the sponsor link, and just under there you'll see a visit UK2.net link, and that way they know that you found them through us. So thanks again to UK2.net for supporting the show. So the learning section for this week is a video section for the podcast. So this is going through the chords that we did for Knockin' on Heaven's Door, just the standard chords we went through last week. We're going to go through the bar chords that are used as part of the chorus. And then we're just going to talk a little bit about what we're going to do next week. So enjoy. Welcome to the Learning with Lee section. Again, we're doing a video this week. I'm going to go over just the chords quickly that we learnt last week and just go through the kind of the bar chord structure for the kind of the chorusy bit within the song. So just going back over what we did last week, we learnt those three chords. We learnt the G. D, and then the C, to do this week is there's that section which is a bit got the kind of the power chords or the bar chords within it. The chords we're going to learn are we've got the G, D and the C. We're going to learn kind of like the bar chord equivalents. So we've got a G major, which is there. So you want to put your thumb about halfway on the neck. You're barring all of these ones. And then we're putting our second finger down on the G string. We're putting our third finger down on the A string. And our fourth on the D. And we're coming up with that shape. That's a G major. And then we're going to do the equivalent, so we do a D there. Well, the equivalent up here is, you know, the other week we did G, A, B, C, D, E. So that's our D, our root note. And our G major on a bar chord is this shape. So that's our first finger just on the A string on the fifth fret. And then these fingers we're putting in this kind of shape. And covering off 1, 2, 3. So the bottom E is open, and then we're covering off these to make the shape. And then our C is exactly the same shape, but down to our C note, which is on the third fret on the A string. Bar chords are quite tricky if you're just getting into learning guitar. Like we did last week, we got our basic chords. Okay, so I've put some gain through the amp now. I'm only using my little Roland Microcube. I'm not sure how this is coming across on the camera, but I've just got this kind of setting. And then we're going to do those power chords. I'm going to use in some of the overdrive, so you'll hear it better what it sounds like in the song. So we've got the kind of chorusy bit, which is... So that's those chords that we're learning, and next week we're going to go into the solo, which is, it's going to be a good practice for you guys that are just learning to solo, but I do think it's a good one to learn. We'll go into some bending techniques and things like that. What we'll do is I'll play the solo through next week, and then I'll break it down, and what we'll do is just like for the first bit, for instance. So we'll talk about vibrato and bending. So we'll talk about bending and vibrato and things at the same time. So it might be a bit of a longer lesson next week for the solo bit. But cheers. So cheers. That's for the video bit done. And now back onto the main podcast. So onto the questions. Just had one in this week, and this is from Brian on email. He was asking about which model iPad is best for recording guitar. Well, in my experience, I've used everything since the iPad 2, really, to record and play. So I think I must have used the iRig at the time with GarageBand. And to be honest, unless you're going to do something serious with GarageBand, as in, you know, masses and masses of tracks, multi-tracks on a GarageBand project, I think you're going to be okay. But the only thing you need to think about is most of the interfaces now are all Lightning connections. So, I mean, I've used the old style dock and the new Lightning for audio recording. And there is going to be a difference. There is going to be a difference in quality between the two. But I'm pretty sure that most interfaces now will only come with a Lightning port. So all of the range, all of the iPad range now have that Lightning connection in, apart from the iPad 2, I think. So what you want to do is definitely make sure that you're going to get a Lightning one. For me personally, the one I use is the iPad mini with Retina. I've got 128 gig version, which I've had, well, be coming on 2 years this year. And that works for everything that I've thrown at it. So all the apps that I talk about on this podcast or written about on my blog or other places, I've been using that iPad mini. I think, you know, is the iPad mini with Retina the one, I know there's an updated version now with the Touch ID, but I've got the one previous to that. So that one works fine for me. Anything else will work fine. If you're picking one up secondhand, again, I'd probably go for the iPad mini with Retina or the first iPad that came with a Lightning connector, and that'll be fine for recording. So thanks for that, and if you've got any other questions or anyone's got anything you want to ask, just feel free to get in contact with me on Twitter or just contact us at britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. Okay, so that's it for another guitar show. Thanks everybody for listening and subscribing. If you are enjoying it, please let us know. Thanks to Bronwyn this week for sending me some feedback on Twitter. Really appreciate that. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Leave us a review on iTunes if you're enjoying it too. If you've got any questions or anything you wanna learn, you know, anything really, just send it through to me at britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJPUK. I hope everyone has a good week, and I'll speak to you soon.